Service, National Radio Club.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for January 2013. This is issue number 335. Our address for the DX Audio Service is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Email for general inquiries is fvobe, that's F-V-O-B-B-E, at realoldiesradio.com. And my phone number for short calls, now that I got it back from the political groups, is 419-228-6223. For subscription questions, please use sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A yearly subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is now $30, and the magazine is now published on CDs. To subscribe or renew, make your check payable to the National Radio Club, Incorporated, and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using PayPal. If you're on the internet, you can sign up to EDXN and get your DX Audio Service in MP3 format. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with PayPal. Subscribe only if you're able to download and navigate a website without anyone else's assistance. Well, I'd like to welcome you to the first edition of our CD magazine, which I trust you'll find in very good quality. And to kick it off, here's Dave Alpert with a look at the AM switch.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Welcome to the January 2013 edition of AM Switch, Volume 80, Issues 9 through 12. Happy New Year! Another long AM switch awaits us, so let's get started with call letter changes. 970 WNED Buffalo, New York changes its calls to WDCZ. 1040 WKTI Powell, Tennessee becomes WWAM. 1050 WBNC Conway, New Hampshire becomes WPQR. 1060 KOAI Van Buren, Arkansas is now KRUZ. 1090 KPTK, Seattle, Washington, now KFNQ. 1230 WXCF, Clifton Forge, Virginia, changes calls to WHTU, but 2 weeks later, WHTU asks the FCC to change the call back to WXCF. The station still appears to be silent, as it has been since January of last year, so WHTU was probably never used on the air. 1310 KTWN Glencoe, Minnesota is now KGLB. 1340 WPQR Conway, New Hampshire changes calls to WBNC. In other words, it's swapped calls with this station on 1050. 1390 WROP Belton, South Carolina takes on an old rock and roll call sign, WABB, while 1480 WABB in Mobile changes to WTKD. 1570 WNSH Beverly, Massachusetts becomes WMVX. 1590 WAMS Ocean City, Maryland changes calls to WIJK and will be calling itself Jack FM. The programming will be parallel to its FM sister stations on 101.1 and 105.1. By the way, Radio Insight magazine says WTDY 1670 plans to change calls to WOZN and change the format to sports after the holidays. As we speak, WTDY is stunting with Christmas music, as reported in recent DX News issues. And Radio Insight also speculates that Cumulus is holding the WNSH call sign, now parked on the former WGVY 105.3 in Cambridge, Minnesota, for a new national Nashville country brand, maybe for WFME 94.7, which is the New York Family Radio affiliate being acquired by Cumulus. We shall see. Moving to stations now on the air. 680 WAPA San Juan, Puerto Rico. WAPA's booster station WA2XPA, which is actually in Arecibo, applies for a license to cover its construction permit to boost the night power and become U1 400 watts day and 570 watts night. 900 WCME Brunswick, Maine has a CP for U1 700 watts day and 26 at night from a new site. They applied for a license to cover and program test authority, so they should be ready for testing on air. 980 WJYK, Chase City, Virginia, is interesting this month. The FCC says the CP for D1, a kilowatt day and night, is on the air. The station was D1 500 watts, but we had thought the CP was for U1 1,000 watts day and 26 watts night. We're not exactly sure what happened here, but we will try to find out in time for our next edition. 1060 WCOK, Sparta, North Carolina, CP for D1, 1100 watts, is on the air. They were D1 800. 1070 WCSZ, San Susie, South Carolina, has been granted program test authority for their CP, which is U2, 50,000 watts day and 1500 night. 1170 WAVS Davie, Florida, has been granted program test authority for a CP to modify its antenna pattern. The day signal will be non-directional, while the night signal will beam southeast out of Davie right into the living room of Mike Lance in Aventura, Florida. 1170 KYET Golden Valley, Arizona, their CP to move to 1170 from 1180, and the community of Williams, with 6,000 watts day and a mighty 1 watt at night, is on the air. 1240 WTWA Thompson, Georgia's construction permit for U1, 600 watts day and night. They were a kilowatt day and night. 1260 KWNX Taylor, Texas, applies for license to cover CP to change city of license to Elgin, Texas. There was no mention of a change in facilities, so they should be announcing the new city of license real soon. 1330 WKTA Evanston, Illinois, granted program test authority for their CP for U4, 5 kilowatts day, 110 watts at night. They were licensed for U5. 1370 WMHZ Holt, Alabama, the CP for this new station has been granted program test authority. 1340 WBNC Conway, New Hampshire, their CP for new station is on the air, and they've been heard testing, according to several DXers. And 1600 KNWA Belfont, Arkansas, their CP for U1, 1,000 watts day and 50 watts at night, is on the air. Moving on to a few applications. The new station and construction permit on 890 in Olivehurst, California, had a CP for U4, 350 watts day and 250 night. Now they apply to amend that construction permit to U4, 10,000 watts day and 480 at night, and move the transmitter site to two separate locations. 1300 WTIL Mayaguez, Puerto Rico, applies for U1, 960 watts, day and night, and a move of their transmitter to the WZNA 1040 site. 1490 KWOK Huckweem, Washington, applies for U1, 1,000 watts day and 780 at night, and their city of license to Aberdeen, Washington. The station is losing their existing transmitter site, which is why they're moving. Now, get out your big, and I do mean big, eraser, as we have deletions to cover. 780 WXTO Mulberry, Florida. The CP for the new station expired, so the permit and call sign has been deleted. 900 WCER Canton, Ohio. The license wasn't renewed when it expired earlier this year. The licensee took no subsequent remedial action, so that one is canceled and the calls are deleted. 940 KOBY, Cedar City, Utah. License canceled, calls deleted. The bankruptcy receiver of this station and KNFL 1470, Trenmonton, Utah, voluntarily surrendered both licenses on November 13th. The CP for the station on 1450 in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, expired November 24th. Without any comment from the owner, it's now deleted. 1550 WSHN Fremont, Michigan. License canceled, calls deleted. Same situation as we mentioned for 900 WCER. And 1550 WBSC, Bennettsville, South Carolina. The FCC notified them on November 29th that it was canceling the station's license. The FCC had written them on May 9th to inquire whether it was still on the air and never got a response. Who is on the air? Let's jump to construction permits granted. 550 WAYR, Orange Park, Florida. Grant a construction permit for U4, 5,000 watts day and 500 watts night, and also to change their city of license to Fleming Island, Florida, but no change in transmitter site. 740 KBRT, Avalon, California, granted an amendment to existing CP for U4, 50,000 watts day and 190 watts night from a new site, and now a city of license change to Costa Mesa, California. By the way, rumor has it that Scott Feibusch has pictures of the new site taken on a recent trip. 950 WAKM, Franklin, Tennessee, granted a CP for U1, 5,000 watts day and 75 at night, while moving to the WHEW 1380 site southwest of Franklin, which is south of Nashville. 1100 KQNM, Milan, New Mexico, has been granted a CP to move to 1090 with D1 250 watts day and night from a new transmitter site, which is about 60 miles west of Albuquerque and is currently licensed, albeit silent, for U1 250 watts day and 20 watts at night on 1100. The station will exchange transmitter sites with KMIN 980 Grants, New Mexico, which has a CP to move to the existing KQNM site. 1190 KQQZ, DeSoto, Missouri, granted an amendment to their existing construction permit, which is now for U4, 10 kilowatts day and 650 watts night, still changing city of license to Fairview Heights, Illinois. The new station on 1340 in Rothschild, Wisconsin, has been granted a CP for U1, a kilowatt day and night. Moving on to applications accepted for filing. 860 KARS, Belen, New Mexico, has a pending application to move to 840 with U1, 1800 watts day and 40 at night from a new site. This amends that application to U1, 1800 watts day and 30 watts night. 910 WGTO, Castopolis, Michigan, applies for U4, 3,000 watts day and 26 at night. They had been licensed for U4, 1,000 watts day and 35 watts night. I remember when WGTO was a rock and roll station in Florida. 1140 KYOK, Conroe, Texas, has a pending application for D4, 800 watts, changing city of license to Katy, Texas, and moving to a new transmitter site. This amends the previous application to U7, 800 watts day, and 9 at night. 1260 WISO Ponce, Puerto Rico, applies for U1, 2,500 watts day, and 2,000 watts night. WISO was licensed for U1, 2,500 watts day and night with a CP for U1, 2,500 watts day, and 2,000 night, which expired December 3rd. The reduced power is to accommodate application for a booster at Guayama, Puerto Rico, with U1 750 watts day and 500 watts night. That application has been pending since July of 2009. WISO would only cut power if the booster is granted. 1400 WIEL, Elizabethtown, Kentucky, applies to move to a new site, remaining U1, 1,000 watts day and night. WIEL lost their original transmitter site years ago and has been operating with a special temporary authority while searching for a permanent new site. 1400 WBIZ in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, was licensed for U1, a kilowatt day and night, with application for U1, 970 watts day and 1,000 at night, but they now amend the application to U1, 970 watts day and night. And finally, 1480 KRAE, Cheyenne, Wyoming, applies for U1, 500 watts day and 72 watts night, KREA was U1 1,000 watts day and 72 watts night. Now here's where it gets complicated this month. Requests to extend existing STAs were filed by WTBN 570 Pinellas Park, Florida. They desire U4 5,000 watts day and 10,000 watts night to overcome Cuban interference. KVNA 600 Flagstaff, Arizona requests to extend existing STA for 1,000 watts day and 48 watts night from temporary long wire antenna. Also extending an existing STA, WIOD 610 Miami to U4 10,000 watts day and night to overcome Cuban interference. WDAE 620 St. Petersburg, Florida requesting an extension of their STA for U2 11,500 watts day and 11,000 watts at night for the same reason, overcoming Cuban interference. Also on 620, WTRP LaGrange, Georgia requests an extension of their STA for U1 1500 watts day and 127 watts night from a temporary antenna. Out of order here, but WXVA 610 Winchester, Virginia requests an extension of their STA to operate U1 380 watts day and 125 at night from their daytime site only. WMEN 640 Royal Palm Beach, Florida requests an extension of their STA to operate at a higher unspecified power. Guess why? To overcome Cuban interference. WHYF 720 Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania has requested an STA to operate from a temporary long wire antenna, and we can only speculate that they lost a tower or their transmitter site. 770 WTOR Youngstown, New York granted an STA to operate at reduced power due to transmitter problems. They're currently operating at D3 3,000 watts rather than their licensed D3 13,000 watts. But some sharp-eared members have reported they're not on at all. We'll have to check into that. 790 KOSY Texarkana, Texas granted STA to operate antenna pattern out of compliance. 810 WSJC McGee, Mississippi granted an STA for D1 1,000 watts daytime. They were licensed for U2 50,000 watts day and 500 night, but the day tower is in rough shape and the night pattern is inoperable. 880 KLRG Sheridan, Arkansas granted an STA for D1 50,000 watts day, critical hours power of 31,000 watts, and wishes to be silent at night to accommodate work on their night audio feed and remote control system. First time we've ever seen that pop up in a request. WFTL 850 West Palm Beach, Florida is asking for an STA to go along with their CP power of U4 50,000 watts day and 24,000 watts night, while international issues with the license to cover CP are worked out. Probably involves Cuban interference. 890 WFAB in Puerto Rico is licensed for U1 250 watts day and night with an STA for U1 2500 watts day and night. WFAB now applies to extend STA and increase to U1 5000 watts day and night to overcome interference from a station in Venezuela and a station in the Dominican Republic and a reported new station on 890 on Bonaire. WILC 900 Laurel, Maryland wants an STA to operate with their pattern out of tolerance. KARN 920 Little Rock, Arkansas has filed for an STA for U1 5,000 watts day and 1,250 watts night after someone broke into their site and stole the copper ground wires in the antenna field. WKY 930 Oklahoma City, Oklahoma asking for an STA to operate U1 5,000 watts day and 1,000 watts night due to antenna problems. WIPR 940 San Juan, Puerto Rico extends their STA of U1 10,000 watts day and 2,500 watts night from the WKAQ 580 site. WIPR's licensed facility was lost to Hurricane Georges in 1998. And they still haven't gotten around to replacing it. WINZ 940, Miami, Florida, needs an SDA to operate U2 50,000 watts day and 25,000 watts at night to overcome Cuban interference. Same for WTLN 950, Orlando, Florida. They need U2 12,000 watts day and 10,000 night. WBGG 970 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is requesting U1 1,250 watts day and night due to antenna problems. WJBO 1150, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, wants U1 1,250 watts day and night while they perform tower work at their site. WQHC 1170, Hanceville, Alabama, has requested an SDA for a temporary antenna, unspecified. Maybe Tim Hendel down in Huntsville can find out what that's all about. 1230 KZYM, Joplin, Missouri, has been granted an SDA for U1 550 watts day and night from a temporary antenna 1 kilometer east of the licensed site. Their tower collapsed November 3rd, and broadcasting resumed from the emergency antenna on November 8th. WSHU 1260 Westport, Connecticut, wants an SDA to use a phone tower as a temporary antenna. We can only assume they mean a cell tower. WSUA 1260 in Miami needs an STA as they have their pattern out of tolerance. 1300 WOAD, Jackson, Mississippi, was granted an STA to operate U1 1,000 watts day and 880 watts at night from the WSFZ 930 tower as needed during ongoing tower work. 1300 WMTN in Morristown, Tennessee, applies for an SDA to operate U1 1600 watts day, 96 at night, and critical hours power of 96 watts. That's what the application says, but it doesn't make much sense. A tractor pulling a combine took out a guy wire and partially toppled their tower. WIBA 1310 in Madison, Wisconsin. Their pattern is out of tolerance, so they've asked for an SDA. KKPZ 1330, Portland, Oregon, needs one because their pattern is out of tolerance because of constructed towers in the area. 1360 KWDJ Ridgecrest, California, applies for an SDA to operate U1 29 watts day and night. This formerly silent station is back on the air as of November 14th, but due to vandalism, can't operate at full power yet. WSPO 1390, Charleston, South Carolina, asking for an STA and unspecified U1 5,000 watts or less daytime and 1,250 watts night as needed during tower work. WBIZ 1400, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, filed for an STA specifying a temporary tower because the WBIZ regular tower was lost to an extreme wind event on May 24th. WTOD 1450, Hartsville, South Carolina, desires an STA to operate U1 5 watts day and night. That's right, 5 watts, while access to their tower site is blocked due to litigation between the station and their landlord. WKHZ 1460, Easton, Maryland, requested an extension of their STA, and unspecific in the request, but says they need an extension because their studios were destroyed in a fire September 10th, and this has set back permanent solutions to their antenna problems. WKIZ 1500, Key West, Florida, requests an extension of U1 62 watts day and night due to antenna problems. 1520 KOKC, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, granted an SDA for antenna pattern out of tolerance due to a tower accident. It seems the tower was being painted prior to the station being sold, and a bucket of paint fell from the tower, broke through the roof of the antenna coupler building, damaged the RF feed line. WKTP 1590, Jonesboro, Tennessee, also needs an extension of their SDA to operate U1 1,250 watts day and night due to antenna problems. And WLXE 1600, Rockville, Maryland, requests an extension of U1 1,000 watts day and 125 watts night due to loss of part of antenna site. Now let's look at silent STAs. Normally, a station can be off the air for 10 days before having to notify the FCC. A silent STA is when a station knows they'll be off for a prolonged time, and to keep the license, they ask for permission to be off without it counting against them. These stations include 890 KLFF, Rio Grande, California, applying for a silent STA after being off since November 1st when a brokerage agreement with a programming source was terminated. KYWN 890 in Meridian, Idaho, suburban Boise, granted a silent STA as they've been off the air since September 19th for financial reasons. 910 WPFB, Middletown, Ohio, applies for a silent STA. WPFB went silent November 24th and plans to be off until sometime early this year to prepare for the station to be sold. Duplicative service is provided, they say, by WNKN 105.9 in better quality and energy savings. 1040 KURS San Diego, California, applies for silent STA. They've been silent since October 25th due to a fight with a landlord over 3 months' unpaid rent. 1300 WKXM Winfield, Alabama, applies for silent STA. They went dark August 1st after the station was hit by lightning. There have been problems with insurance payments, and unrelatedly, the station's chief engineer passed away. 1370 WBZH Pottstown, Pennsylvania, applies for silent STA. They've been off since November 14th after termination of a local marketing agreement. WLSB 1400 Copper Hill, Tennessee, was granted a silent STA. They've been off since September 18th due to financial reasons. 1460 WXBR Brockton, Massachusetts, granted a silent STA and off since August 3rd to relocate their studio following sale of the station. By the way, as of November 30th, there were 96 AM stations listed by the FCC in the licensed and silent category. Finally, some Canadian news via Dan Seiss and Sean Axelrod. 710 CJRN Niagara Falls, Ontario, per Andy Reid of the World Radio TV Handbook, went off the air November 29th, the day before their license was revoked by the CRTC. The new CP for 940 in Montreal, Quebec, was granted modification of transmitter site from St. Constant to Kahanawake, Quebec, and will be co-located with the 600 kHz construction permit. By the way, the answer to last month's question about 600 kHz was this frequency was occupied at one time by CFCF, Canada's oldest radio station. 1240 CFLM, Latuque, Quebec, their CP for 97.1 FM is now testing. Barely 60 days after being granted, the AM will go dark. And here's some trivia. It's the last AM in Quebec outside of Montreal. 680 CHFA, Edmonton, Alberta, has moved to FM. The AM license has been revoked as the simulcast period has expired. Their history. 750 CBFA 3 in Waimanatachi, Quebec, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, is an LPRT, and it's applied to move to 92.3 on the FM dial. Finally, 990 CKGM Montreal, Quebec, moved to 690. The license for 990 has been revoked as simulcast period expires. No doubt someone will request 990 in the future. And that's it. I'm Dave Alpert, and I'll see you in 30 days with another AM switch. Next up is Mark Durenberger with the band Scan.
Let's do number 11 next, please. It's a back at the 30. It's kind of a country cut. Y'all can check it out.
Thank you.
Both about the same.
Y'all going to have about 10 minutes.
Image 4, overnight.
Thanks, Dave Alpert, and Happy New Year, y'all. Well, here we are, turning the corner on 2013, and looking back only semi-fondly at the last year, I dare say. One of the nicer days of 2012 was spent in the backyard at Bill and Nina Dvorak's home in Madison, Wisconsin. That was back in August. While we were there, we unched up our 30-foot vertical antenna and we took an audio snapshot of the radio scene in the Madison area with South Central Wisconsin. We'll share that today. A couple of housekeeping notes. First, you'll hear that we were experimenting with the noise reduction on the receiver. Unfortunately, it produces some swishy-sounding artifacts, so I promise you we won't do that again. The other thing we noted, tongue-in-cheek, is that the central Wisconsin area certainly has its share of Fox News stations. You'll hear the same newscast intro over and over. We heard some 68 stations across the band in various signal strengths and noise levels, but because we don't want to bore you too much, we cut that list in half, and you'll hear the 34 stations with the best signal strength. So this is what Central Wisconsin radio sounds like to the tuned ear of our capturing machine, starting at the bottom of the dial and skipping only the predictable X band, in which Madison itself has WTDY. We start at 540. From Jackson, Wisconsin, comes WAUK, 400 watts directional, protecting Fort Dodge, Iowa. Then powerhouse WSAU 550 in Wausau, 15 kilowatts a day, but 20 at night, a little unusual. Next, Chicago's WIND on 560.
First pitch between the Red Sox and Yankees, about 5 minutes away from Yankee Stadium. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
WAUK Jackson. WAUK Jackson. Get the sports you care about all day long on 540 ESPN.
Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society. Contact us at MWCS.WS.
Central Wisconsin News Talk 550, WSAU Wausau, WSAU FM, Rudolph, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign trail.
312-896-2111, 312-896-2111, townstone.com, townstone.com. Phone number 312-896-2111. Congratulations to Noah Ethan Krosnick. Happy Bar Mitzvah. Go White Sox. See you next weekend.
Chicago's intelligent talk station, AM 560, WIND, Chicago. A division of Salem Communication, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign trail.
Another solid signal, WMT on 600. They've been on the air forever. A new one for us, Milwaukee's 50-kilowatt WTMJ on 620. Not much else going up the dial till we get to 670, WSCR Chicago, the old Pioneer WMAQ. And on 690 from Oshkosh, the mighty 100-watt voice of WVCY. Not bad for 80 miles.
There's a bacteria out there called C. diff that has some folks concerned, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that Monday morning, along with all the day's news, sports, weather, and traffic, right here on WMT AM and FM with Mark and Steve in the morning, coming Monday.
Eastern Iowa's only 24-hour news and information source. This is News Radio 600 WMT, Cedar Rapids.
News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign trail.
Your 24-hour news station and the home of the Packers, Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks. News Radio 620 WTMJ and WTMJ HD, Milwaukee.
At 3 o'clock, it's 71 degrees and partly sunny from the 24-hour newsroom right now. Paul Ryan's 78-year-old mom is at his side.
This story, seriously, if you're a parent of a guy or gal that plays peewee sports of any kind, you've got to get involved in this conversation. This will be our final half hour. We'll talk about this. 12-year-old boy, 297 pounds, barred from playing youth football in Texas. We'll talk about that after an update with Espo.
Count on us for the latest from Hallis Hall as the Bears get ready for the regular season, including live training camp reports from Score Bears insider Zach Zabel, expert analysis, and any breaking Bears news. We are the radio home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The Southern Poverty Law Center in 2010 labeled the Family Research Council a hate group for its anti-gay stance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker.
This is VCY America Worldwide, WVCY Oshkosh, Christian Information Radio.
Next time on Stories of Great Christians.
I hope you have sense enough to take a good long rest.
740 WRBQ Baraboo is just 250 watts, but they do a good job. Notice we skipped WGN on 720, too easy, but we did include WBBM 780 as our second Chicago clear. Between the two, Portage, Indiana sneaks in on 750 with their 15 kilowatts, but a fur piece from here, as they say.
Music Variety on 99.7 FM and AM 740, WRPQ, Baraboo.
NBC News Radio, I'm Richard Louie. GOP Vice Presidential Hopeful Paul Ryan.
You've been listening to Radio Free Croatia, sponsored by Chicagoland Croatian Community. This is Access Radio Chicago, AM 750 WNBZ, Portage, Indiana, Chicago.
The following program, Nostalgia and Ramsky Dukat, is brought to you by Ali Galipovic.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. What do you know, Joe?
Outbound Kennedy is going to be about 15 to the junction, 8 in the express, 30 to the airport. Inbound 33 from O'Hare, 20 from Montrose. Eden's outbound good. Inbound, we're at about 37 now. Our WBBM AccuWeather forecast. Beautiful sunny day, high 78. Tonight, patchy clouds, low 62. Get traffic and weather together on the 8th every 10 minutes on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Dodgeville at 250 watts delivers WDMP on 810. You know, we're seeing quite a few lower power drop-ins around here. These guys are 10 watts at night, just enough to disrupt WGY on 810. Chicago's 820, WCPT is 5,000 watts at 120 miles. And then, of course, at 890, the mighty WLS.
D99.3 is WDMP AM and FM, Dodgeville, a Dodge Point Broadcasting Company. D99.3.
Fires that are burning, the smoke is really thick.
That's state emergency official Robert Seeley. This is AP Radio News.
This is 820 AM WCPT Willow Springs, 92.7 FM WCPT Arlington Heights, 92.5 FM WCPY DeKalb, and 99.9 FM WCPQ Park Forest, Chicago's Progressive Talk.
Welcome to Back on the Beat, local and national political talk from the man who's covered it all for decades on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Patty O'Fagan's located 204 North Halstead. It's on the homepage, so check it out. And that's it. You want to say bye?
I will say goodbye, and we'll see you next Saturday. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
One station making history every day. 89 WLS.
We are looking at neighborhood against neighborhood. We are looking against race against race.
There has been an accident at the Chernobyl atomic power station.
This is Bud Miller, WLS News.
A rupture in a tunnel under the Chicago River unleashed a flood into the basements of buildings throughout the loop.
89th year, Chicago's talk leader, 89, a Cumulus station.
900 operates in the Wisconsin Dells, about 50 miles distant. WDLS is 1,000 watts. Then WOKY on 920 from Milwaukee, 5 kilowatts. That's followed by WFAW. We'll let you guess what frequency in town as you listen to their ID. And you'll notice their automation gets tired of hearing the same old thing and switches to the news in mid-sentence. Finally, the premier station in the 900s, that'll be Pioneer WHA Madison on 970. WHA's history predates the start of radio broadcasting in the U.S. by several years.
Well, that'll be okay.
Country Western AM 900 is WPLS Wisconsin Dell, Portage, Adams Friendship.
The number is 262-679-6100. Let Tri-County Contracting help you with your roofing or contracting needs.
Keep up with all things NASCAR on Facebook, Twitter, and
and AM 920 thewolf.com. WOKY Milwaukee, AM 920 The Wolf.
Here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, Motor Racing Network is with you, watching Danica Patrick currently lead this Napa Auto Parts 200.
If you think overpopulation is such a big problem that you can't make a difference, think again. Learn more at populationconnection.org. A public service from Population Connection.
He's always on the right side of the issues. It's Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday afternoon from 3 until 5 on Jefferson County's News and Talk, 940 WFAW. The more you listen, the more you know on Jefferson County's News and Talk, 940 WFAW.
940 WFAW. Jefferson County's News and Talk, 940 WFAW.
On air, online, and on demand, 940 WFAW Fort Atkinson and 940 WFAW.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
Programs you count on. See the full prize list and directions on how to enter at WPR.org. Good luck.
Support for WPR comes from Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield, the Carnegie Hall of Tent Shows. Upcoming shows include Jesse Winchester, Rad Lorkovic, and the BCO, John Hyatt with the Combo, and the African Children's Choir. Ticket information online at bigtop.org.
The Ideas Network is now in HD Digital on AM 970, WHA, Madison.
Only one usable signal in the 1000s. That's local WTSO Madison on 1070.
Motor Racing Network is with you, watching Danica Patrick currently lead this Napa Auto Parts 200 presented by Dodge. Ron Fellows and Jacques Villeneuve running second and third. Right now, we have to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
Broadcasting live from the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Studios.
What the hell is this?
This is Madison's Sports Station, the Big 1070 WTSO, Madison.
Welcome back to the province of Quebec and the city of Montreal. Motor Racing Network live at the Circuit Gilles Villeneuve. Live coverage of the NASCAR nationwide.
From Oshkosh Bagosh, another WISS on 1100. Another shoehorn. Milwaukee then provides one of many 1130 signals. Theirs is WISN with 50 kilowatts. That's followed by WYLL Chicago, surprisingly weak for 50,000 watts. Next door on 1170 is Waupun's powerhouse WFDL at 1,000 watts. They're about 50 miles up the road. And finally, local 1 kilowatt WNWC on 1190 near Madison.
The Talk of the Valley, Big Red, AM 1100, WISS Berlin, Oshkosh, a hometown broadcasting station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Pico. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign.
Keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Every hour, every day, news that's factual, fair, and balanced. This is continuing coverage on News Talk 1130 WISN, Milwaukee.
Ready to go, I'm Pam Puso. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign trail.
Or call us at 773-384-thisismynewlife.org. Make sure to tune in Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 8 p.m. Or call us at 773-384-7113.
Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160 WYLL Chicago, with Jay Sekulow live, weekday mornings at 11. Listen live at WYLL.com.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin.
AM 1170, WFDL, Waupun, Fond du Lac, and Beaver Dam. After CBS News, we'll get the latest local headlines from the Murray Furniture Newsroom.
CBS News. I'm Jim Taylor.
You're hanging on to something that simply will not save you. Only Jesus can do that. Will you follow Jesus? To learn more, call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM or visit needhim.org.
Thanks for listening to Faith 1190, featuring the best in Christian talk and teaching.
WNWC, Sun Prairie, Madison.
Faith 1190.
Faith 1190.
AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Relevant radios on 1240. No ID for them. No ID on websites. Had to look for FCC records to turn up the fact that they are WHFA, actually licensed to nearby Poinette. WSSP comes up on 1250 with 5,000 watts from Milwaukee. Then there's WEKZ on 1260 from Monroe, Wisconsin, about 40 miles distant.
The lighter side of relevant radio.
Babylon was the New York of the ancient world. I don't know if they had good deli, but it was the New York of the ancient world.
Well, you heard it here first.
I think we're opening a can of worms here.
The relevant alternative to the secular media.
Listener supported.
It's Relevant Radio.
Relevant Radio.
Business messages on Relevant Radio strike a chord with our loyal listeners. It's an affirmation that your business is quality-oriented, trustworthy, and supports our Catholic faith.
485-4400 and ask us about our first-time buyer special. Great Midwest Bank. Simply local. Restrictions apply and rates can change daily. Equal housing lender.
The only local morning show in town. Chuck and Wicket. Weekday mornings 6 to 10. Only on Sports Radio 1250 WSSP Milwaukee. WXSSFM HD2 Wauwatosa. The 1250 Milwaukee Sports Report starts right now.
From the John Paul's Automotive.com Sports Update Studio, I'm Rami Macklem.
Classic Country, 1260 is WEKZ-AM Monroe.
From ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
WIBA is one of our favorites, a local station on 1310, always fun to hear. And Portage, Wisconsin offers up WPBR on 1350. WIBA is 5 kilowatts. WPBR delivers 1.
Record and store 2,000 hours of your favorite shows with the Hopper from Dish.
This is a federally mandated station ID.
This is unbelievable.
News Talk 1310 WIBA.
Fox News, ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign trail.
AM 1350 WPDR Portage.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm David Bryant.
And to 1430 and WBEV from beautiful downtown Beaver Dam. What a cool name for a town. WBEV fights for coverage with a station in Durand. Next door on the dial is WROK, Rockford, Illinois at 1440. They're 5,000 watts at 60 miles. From Fond du Lac on 1450 in the other direction, KFIZ, doing pretty well for a graveyard at 70 miles and fighting several others in the area.
There's Aretha, Chain of Fools on 1430 WBEV. We will check ABC News, get sports and weather coming up in exactly 1 minute. 1430 WBEV Beaver Dam.
The next WBEV WXRO Broad Fry will be on Friday, August 31st at Countryside GM Auto Group in Beaver Dam from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Call 888-995-PASS or visit makinghomeaffordable.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury and Private and the Ad Council.
Rush Limbaugh, Scott Bertrand, Mark Levin.
The talk everyone's talking about. News Talk 1440 WROK Rockford. A Cumulus station.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Today, at the world's largest retirement community.
Or shop online at BrookShimano.com.
This is the Clark Howard Show on News Talk 1450, KFIZ, Fond du Lac, a Mountain Dog Media station.
Ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. It's becoming a central issue on the campaign trail.
So let's see. That's 32 stations. Room for two more before we get the hook. WHIT is on 1550. Great call letters. They're local to Madison, as is the Spanish station on 1580. No idea that we can understand, but it's WTTN with decent daytime power and a mind-bending 4 watts after sunset.
On Hit Radio 1550, WHIT Madison. This is the Dancing with the True Oldies Stars weekend. Playing the biggest dance songs in rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie Ann Inaba, Len Goodman, and Bruno Tonioli love it.
The True Oldies Channel.
Desde el amanecer hasta el anochecer, ESPN Deportes Radio, 1580 AM,
WTTN, Madison, Colorado.
ESPN Deportes Radio, Sportsenter.
And so our first of the new year from the old year, recorded at the home of Nina and Bill Dvorak in August 2012. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. I hope we can count you among the attendees at the Minneapolis Convention. We're hosting it this year, the first weekend in August of 2013. Oh, and finally, if you are able to operate a computer and you haven't yet subscribed to the DXN and DXAS by e-format, we really encourage you to do so. You'll find it to be less expensive, and of course, it means you can have an immediate download of the DX Audio Service without waiting for the envelope each month. Let's see. We'll see you in about 30 days or so, depending on whether you're downloading. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. And since this is a stereo production now, and it's a new year, let's jingle it on out with some WLS, and we'll see you on the second disc.
WLS, double yesterday. WLS, number one yesterday.
Never did. Here we go. Never got past Tulsa. Wouldn't even let them get to Oklahoma City. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three.
89 WLS.